As Mr. Scully comes to with the death eyes, he's like, "Guys, do a shot."
All right, we're back in open session. We're recording. We're in case 21-123 in the Pistol EBM. Dr. Wright, you're leading the discussion.
Yes, thank you. Computer went off while we were talking, so hold on one second. There we go. So going through and reading and seeing all this, I have a lot of concerns. So I would, at this point, make a motion to offer a consent agreement to Dr. Kissel, stating that we would like an evaluation under guidelines ARS 3222-34B for the full evaluation of competencies and MRE.
You have the option of a combination, any combination.
Yeah.
Medical, physical, or mental examinations.
Like, it's just broad.
So I would do offer.
A neurologist and a psychiatrist.
Okay, yeah, I think that'd be fine. So I have neurology, psychiatry evaluation. So a consent agreement.
GP.
Yeah.
Is general physician, physical.
Physical exam.
Yeah.
So physical exam for the physical portion, psychiatrist for the psychology or the mental portion, and neurology for the fitness, or for the, sorry, the way I think of it is mental, physical.
A gerontological medical. Neurologist.
Medical, physical, mental.
Medical, physical, mental. Yeah, so evaluation, like I said, he can present those doctors to us. I mean, if there's one that can do everything, it'll be great, but I want a psychiatrist evaluation for the mental portion, for memory evaluation. We want that within 10 days, and offering a consent agreement with that, with practice restrictions until we get the evaluation back.
Okay, let's take it one at a time. Can the first motion be limited to ordering him to undergo a medical, physical, and mental examination in order to determine his ability to safely and competently practice veterinary medicine?
By board-approved doctors.
By board-approved doctors licensed in those three fields.
Correct.
And he would need to submit the names of those professionals within 10 days of the order. He would need, upon approval of those individuals, to schedule the appropriate evaluations with them and to have those evaluations completed within 30 days of approval.
Correct.
Does that seem right?
I think that'll be good. If it's going to be beyond 30 days with scheduling issues with the doctor's office, not Dr. Kissel.
You say so moved. Somebody second it.
Second.
Well, I just want to clarify that so I'll move it. So moved on that.
Second.
And second. Motion on the floor and second. Now we discuss.
I already discussed my portion.
Okay. So that is directive to staff. Yeah.
That's the consent.
That's the consent agreement to.
No.
Let's order.
That's the order.
The order.
Wait, no, we're not doing an order. We're not doing an order. We're doing a consent agreement.
That's but if
we're not doing an order.
This is just a standalone motion.
Yeah, this is my motion.
So the first motion is to issue an interim order to undergo those three evaluations.
I thought that was a consent agreement.
Right.
No, it's really the same order.
Okay.
It's an interim order.
Well, then I'm lost on this whole motion thing, so someone else wanted to take that over. Because like I said, I was part of all other conversations.
The CA is directing staff to work with counsel to offer a CA.
The order.
No. Consent agreement is not between board staff and us.
No.
Like, so this is.
So that's something.
That's what we just talked about.
Yeah, this is getting a little
thing. We can do a bubble.
Yeah. Let's reset it. So the first motion is going to be to order him to undergo a physical, mental, and psychological examination. Medical, physical, and mental examination to determine his fitness to practice. He's going to have 10 days to notify the board of the professionals, and then he needs to schedule and have that evaluation completed within 30 days of receiving board approval.
30 days is too long.
That's not what I was wanting to do.
He doesn't need 30 days to make appointments.
No, that's not my recommendation though. What I was thinking was doing a consent agreement for him to agree to it, to get the evaluation within 10 days and have practice restrictions.
Yes.
So that we can't order practice restrictions at this point.
You can order practice, you cannot order practice restrictions. That's why, that'll be your second motion, Dr. Wright.
I thought we didn't want an order and a consent agreement at the same time. That's where I'm lost on this. That's why I don't think I need to be taking care of this. I think someone else should take this over because I'm completely lost right now.
I am too. Do we need another executive session?
I'm just doing a bad job.
No, it's okay. I understand. That whole conversation was a whole different individual. Yeah, go for it.
I move we
issue.
That we issue. And.
Interim.
That's what I was looking for. I move we issue an interim order. The doctor to undergo a medical, physical, and mental examinations. Submit the names of those doctors for board approval within 10 days. And schedule, you think 30 days too long? 30 days too long to schedule? Were you talking about having it done or having the appointment?
I don't think it takes that long to call a few people.
No, it doesn't take me long to do the appointment, but
right.
It may be more than 30 days before they actually have it.
It may be 60 days before you can get an appointment.
Yeah, okay. So, the names to us within 10 days. Within 10 days after approval or approval of those, have appointments made with each. And
the appointment must be within 60 days, have the evaluation completed within 60 days of making the appointment.
45.
If he can get an appointment, I mean, can we?
Well, then he can always come back to us and say, you know what?
Okay, and all the appointments completed within 60 days. After the board approves the doctors.
Okay.
So that'd be the interim order.
So we would need
and a second.
Second.
Motion to form a second issue an interim order.
Well, I can't vote on this until I know what else is gonna happen.
Right.
Because I don't agree with that being a limitation.
We're not limiting anything. There's no
exactly.
Limit. There's no limit.
Exactly.
This is one thing.
Exactly. But
we're gonna do we just decided we're going to do two other things.
But if I don't agree with those two other things, I don't know if I want to vote on this.
You're the one that brought them up.
I know, but we have to discuss
them. You asked him about it.
But I'm not ready to make a vote, well, so I'm just not going to vote on this one. Because I'm not comfortable making a vote until we discuss everything, personally. That's my issue right now. This is way too convoluted.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily know how I'm going to vote until I know what we're voting on.
We're going to vote on an interim.
But we haven't discussed the other ones. I'm not comfortable voting on this one personally until we discuss the other ones.
Then we're going to vote on the CA.
But again, I don't know what we're discussing during those things, so I'm not comfortable with this yet.
So
that's my problem. Is
can we leave this one on the table, discuss the consent agreement, and then come back to this one?
Is the order we do?
Otherwise, I'm not comfortable making a vote at this point personally.
Table this motion. Okay. We have a second.
All right.
Yes.
We have a second. Dr. Jane's second. So we will table this motion.
Okay. There we go.
Now, let's make the motion on the consent agreement, and then we can discuss that one.
Well, let's just discuss it, you know, what the consent agreement would look like.
We direct staff to see if it's going to happen, right? I mean, because we don't know whether it happened or not.
So you want to direct staff to reach out to Dr.
Kiefer? This is why we didn't want to have an order and a consent agreement at the same time, because it's basically a threat of either agree to do this or you're doing it. And I thought that's what we were trying to avoid.
No. We're writing it down.
That's what I had suggested.
That was what I gathered from it, is you don't want to have an order and a consent agreement, because it's basically approve this consent agreement or you're doing it anyway.
One's not contingent on the other.
Yeah, they are.
No.
Valuations and stuff?
No. You're giving him.
So what's the point of the consent agreement if we're ordering an evaluation?
The consent agreement is
just
a gentleman's way out.
But the orders, you're going to do the orders.
No,
because if we already issued the order and we have a consent agreement, we can't rescind that order. It's already been done. That's my problem.
Why would you want to?
Why would you have them both?
The order doesn't restrict practice.
Why not?
Exactly. That's the thing, is it sounds like we're saying, you need to do this. If you don't do it, you're still doing it.
Well,
and I thought that's what we were trying to avoid as a threat.
The consent agreement could be focused on what Mark has said earlier, which was kind of summarizing. The board is going to require you to get an evaluation as part of the order, which we've already motioned. Why I'm calling you today is to alert you of that, and in the interim, ask, you know, via a consent agreement, if you would discontinue practice in the interim until we get those results.
So
the consent agreement could be more focused on alerting him to it, explaining what we're doing, and restricting practice, whereas the motion that we just made is, we're going to do that anyway. If he doesn't agree to the consent agreement, we're still going to move forward with asking him to get an evaluation.
Yeah. Well, I thought the consent agreement was going to have the evaluation in there, too.
It could, because you could still talk about it. You could agree to it. But if he doesn't agree to it, we already have one that's going to go...
Which is what we were just talking about trying to avoid. What I gathered is we didn't want dual things saying, please do it, or do it no matter what. At the same time, that's where my confusion is.
That's where he was telling you can't say you have 10 days to get this done. If you don't do it in 10 days, then this happens. We're not tying the interim order and the consent agreement together. Whether you do this one in 10 days or this one's going to come if it is done in 10 days. Or vice versa. We're not doing that.
So we're not talking about an evaluation and a consent agreement at all?
Sure we are.
Well, then why? Because it's already ordered.
I'm sorry, Dr. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, if we could go back into executive session with the other guys.
I'm lost right now. I'm not comfortable with votes of this.
I move we go into executive session.
Yeah. I'm going to second that.
All in favor of going to executive session?
Aye.
Aye.
I got to stretch.
Opposed? Dan.
This is one of the most complex issues.
Yeah, this is
motion passes, we're going to next session.